Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right. It is time to introduce you to Liver King. Oh my God, I'm so stoked about Liver King. Oh my God. So what you got here is this dude. Real name, I think it's Ben Johnson. No, Brian Johnson, AC/DC. So what he does is it's brilliant because there's so many idiots in the world. Hang on, I got to sneeze. He's been around since 2021. And what you do is you jam as much steroids as you can get your hands on into your body. And you get as massive as possible. Then you make up a fairy tale that you eat raw organs and bone marrow and testicles and tongue and brain, not kidding you, of animals. And then you come up with a product line, protein powder, your stupid protein bars, everything can taste like shit, whatever. And then you sell, you do social media videos, you get followers. He's got 3.5 million followers. Over the course of his videos in the past year and a half, he's gotten 68.5 million likes on YouTube. That's his TikTok alone. On YouTube, 246,000 subscribers, 335.8 million views. He makes $1 million a month doing that shit alone. In a year and a half, his empire, he's worth over $100 million. So all you have to do is do all that shit I just said. Do these stupid videos. And then everybody is going to be like, oh, God, now he's got a fitness empire. It's fucking brilliant. And you just lie. That's all there is to it. Nothing else matters. Audio check. Video check. Let's go over some Liver King
Good
videos.
Good morning, Primals. There could be no better day to accept Liver King's 30-day challenge. Good morning, Primals.
And he talks like fucking Daffy Duck. Good morning, Primals. He's got this vicious, vicious speech impediment. And this is why, take it from your old pal Eric Zane. If you have a child with a speech impediment, get them into a fucking speech therapist, okay? There's nothing worse, because what's going to happen is they're going to get the shit kicked out of them, and then they're going to become retarded like this guy is. All right? You don't want that. So take care of that shit.
Good morning, Primals. There could be no better day to accept Liver King's 30-day challenge. Not because it's January 1st, but because you've been sleeping on your life when you should be sleeping on the floor. Make that a habit and start stacking wins to create even more.
Okay. Hang on a second. Shut the fuck up for a second. Jesus Christ. I don't even know if I can sit through this. A little bit more on Liver King. Um, Let's see. He promotes what he calls ancestral lifestyle, which includes eating large amounts of raw organs and meat. We talked about that. His diet has been criticized by nutritionists for being potentially dangerous. Now, he doesn't really eat this shit. He just tells you that. He preaches his 9 ancestral tenets: sleep, eat, move, shield, connect, cold, sun, fight, and bond. Those are the tenets. Cold, sun, fight, bond, connect, shield, move, eat, sleep. Okay. That sounds like just random shit that this cocksucker has thought up. Fuck me. All right, let's go back. So everybody is a primal. Good morning, primals. Yeah, if you're talking to a guy who can't, sure, he's all ripped and jacked, but he can't keep his tongue inside of his mouth when he pronounces S's. You can see the spit flying out of his face.
Good morning, primals. There could be no better day to accept Liver King's 30-day challenge. No.
So he claims to sleep on a piece of wood. This is all a set, okay? It's just a set. He's acting. Every bit of this.
Not because it's January 1st, but because you've been sleeping on your life when you should be sleeping on the floor. Make that a habit and start stacking wins to create even more momentum. Next, start eating liver because liver is king.
Okay, there's a piece of liver here. Okay, if you're just... This is why you need to have the $10 a month so you can see the shit as it happens. If not, I'll leave all the links in the show notes, and you audio only folks, you can watch it, but it's better to in the moment. Now this fucking maniac is going to now go ahead and bite the fucking liver.
Or if you're a beta, there's other options too. You could get to goddamn work lifting heavy.
It's hilarious. You can get to goddamn work for you betas.
Shit, or do push-ups before dinner. Or remain the same loser this year and next that you were last year. So
I enjoy the shit talk portion of this. I really don't care that this fucking maniac is putting all these steroids into his body and at least getting you to move, maybe by degrading you. I love that.
Oh, it's prime time to stop using excessive Wi-Fi. Get outside, connect with the earth. Make no excuses. Get after it and get fucking cold.
Okay, these are his tenets, connect. Get cold.
Even when it's overcast outside, get the sun on you, through the eyes, on the face, on the skin. When you're sleeping, eating,
by the way,
moving.
This guy might be the most jacked person that I've ever seen. And he's always like, oh yeah, it's from the raw organ meat and because I make these videos and I do a few push-ups. Right?
Like your ancestors. Well, now you have an obligation to fight like our ancestors. Find your primal purpose. Define your roles and goals. Unite and...
Yes, I will find my primal purpose.
Fight. Start low and grow slow. And tag Liver King as you kick even more ass in life over the next 30 days. If you want to be a barbarian brother, you must share everything.
That's Mrs. Liver King. That's his wife. And these are his kids who hate him. Look at the look on this one. His kid is like, oh, fucking this guy.
With your tribe, especially your wins.
They're like, I cannot believe we have to do this shit with you. Well, couldn't you have just gone to fucking college?
Liver King, out!
You fucking asshole. Now, seriously, I could sit and watch all of these videos and be entertained for hours and hours and hours. I mean, look at all of this shit. Oh my God. An absolute riot. So anybody who knows anything knows that the second you see this guy, he is full of only steroids and none of these stupid foods that he eats. Like in this video right here.
Oh, Primals, primals, primals. This is what Liver King is having for his first dinner here in snowy Colorado at the Liver King Ski House. We're going to start with a leg of lamb. Primal.
Look at okay. Again, they have, these are probably all just props. It's probably not even food. It's probably manufactured like out of plastic or 3D printed. And they just dress it up. And then he shoots a stupid video, and then they put all the stuff away, and then they go to McDonald's, or he takes more steroids.
These incredible cheese bacon beef burgers. And with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we're always going to have liver and bone marrow. If you don't get the real deal, get yourself some capsules. We got.
He sells all this stuff. That's how he makes his money. You buy his shit.
Some carbs. And with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, always going to have a whole feast protein shake. And to top it off.
Yeah, you want to buy the whole feast protein shake. Okay.
We got our tzatziki sauce. If that's how you say it. Not sure. Send me a DM and you can correct me. This is what Liver King is having for dinner today. Liver King out. Oh.
Okay. So that gives you an idea of how this man has built his empire. You can't argue with it. I mean, he's a millionaire many times over, hundreds of times over. That's incredible. Everybody is buying this. Problem. An email surfaced that he admits something important. And the video started to make the rounds. And Liver King decided, I better get out in front of this. I better do some damage control with the primals. So this video, it's only going to, if you're listening on, I don't have time to mix it down. I didn't have time to mix it down. You're only going to hear it coming out of one side here. But this is what happened just the other day.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize.
Okay, hang on. I'm already fucking this shit up.
In this video to apologize. Because I fucked up. Because I'm embarrassed and ashamed. Because I lied. And I misled a lot of people.
Okay, so he's about to come clean about something. But he's sitting in a throne and still doing the fucking pro wrestler thing. With no shirt on.
I've stated that this is a complicated as fuck topic. At least to me it is. Because before social media, I was rich and anonymous. And after social media...
Wait. Before social media, I was rich and anonymous. Yeah, nice brag. It's not a good idea when you're about to come clean on something to be in a throne with no shirt on, doing the pro wrestler thing and talking about how rich you are.
I'm still rich, but no longer anonymous. And I never expected this kind of exposure in the public eye. It's been tricky as fuck.
That is such bullshit. You never expected this type of exposure, yet you're on TikTok and YouTube trying like crazy to be exposed. What the fuck are you talking about?
To navigate. Well, clearly I did it wrong, and I'm here now to set the record straight.
Hold on a second. O'Neal's having a dream again. Listen. And Daisy's snoring. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna add some devil to this. Okay, guys. Okay. All right. Okay. That's funny. Where was I? Okay, back to Liver King.
Here now to set the record straight. Yes, I've done steroids. And yes, I'm on steroids, monitored and managed by a trained hormone clinician.
He just said, yes, I've done steroids. And yes, I'm on steroids. He didn't say, I used to be, or I've done steroids in the past. He says, I am still on steroids. Steroids.
Liver King, the public figure, was an experiment to spread the message, to bring awareness to the 4,000 people a day who kill themselves.
Okay, so now he's pivoting. Yes, I've been telling you to say your prayers, eat your bull testicles and your liver, and do your exercises. But I'm also on steroids. So everything he's told you is bullshit. He's a steroid junkie. That's why he looks the way he looks. So all of this shit is a lie, and he's still trying to fucking do his thing.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
8,000 people a day that try to kill themselves. Our people are hurting at record rates.
I wish you'd be one of that number.
With depression, autoimmune, anxiety, infertility.
Which is all things that you are now subjected to because of your years of steroid abuse.
Low ambition in life. Our young men are hurting the most, feeling lost, weak, and submissive. So I made it my job.
Feeling lost, weak, and submissive? So I made it my job to do a bunch of steroids and try to get them and humiliate them? What?
To model, teach, and preach a simple, elegant solution called...
Model, teach, and preach? You're calling them losers is the way to model, teach, and... Well, that actually might work.
Ancestral living, the 9 ancestral tenets, so our people no longer have to suffer, so we can collectively express our highest and most darnest...
Okay, so now this is done being an admission. Now it's back to being Liver King and telling you what's up and eat your liver.
This is my fight. This is why I exist.
Wait, you just told us that everything you have here is because of steroids.
While spreading the message, I've been on several podcasts, and when asked if I've ever taken steroids, I've always...
Steroids.
Said no, I don't touch the stuff, not gonna touch the stuff, never touch the stuff. That was a lie.
Holy shit!
I've convinced myself that this had nothing to do with the ancestral message. I convinced myself that I'm not a competitive athlete of any kind, so who the fuck am I cheating? I convinced myself that this topic was a placeholder for a far more important conversation. I convinced myself that this would overshadow the 36 years of working out, usually twice a day, without PEDs.
PEDs.
I've convinced myself that this was the vocal minority, usually in the fitness category, driving to an unproductive conversation.
All right, I can't listen to another word of this fucking idiot. Wow. There's a M. Night Shyamalan twist to this. Hang on a second here. Bear with me. I think cranking up that microphone might have messed things up for me. Let me make sure. No, it's good. Okay, good. There's an M. Night Shyamalan twist to all of this that makes kind of takes the story and puts it on its ear that I'll get to in just a second. Maureen says, okay, so there are actually 10 life tenets and one is do tons of steroids. My God. Kyler says there's a rumor his abs are fake. They never move. I don't know. All right. So this is all bullshit. All the eating, I'll bet you he doesn't eat any of that stuff that he talked about. But there's another twist to this entire story, which I don't know if I have in front of me. Hang on. Aha. Him coming out and saying, yes, I did steroids. Yes, I have done steroids, and yes, I'm still taking steroids. Well, you remember, he's been selling this shit and this whole way of life. Primals, eat your fucking testicles and then do your push-ups or you're a loser and buy my protein powder. Now he's being sued for $25 million in a class action lawsuit because he came out and said, he did it all wrong. He should have just lied. I mean, that's your first mistake. You should have just lied. Nobody would have cared about this story if you just denied it or didn't say anything. But because you came out and said, hey, everybody, guess what? Liver King is doing steroids. He is now subject of a class action lawsuit that claims he deceived fans to sell his dietary supplements. It's been filed in New York against Brian Liver King Johnson, according to Fox Business. He claimed that he packed on the muscle by eating vast amounts of raw offal, O-F-F-A-L, offal, offal. I don't even know what that is, which I do know what it means. It says organ meats, calling his diet an ancestral one. I saw one video where they pulled out the lungs of like a cow and they were huge. And it was laying in front of him and you see him take a big bite out of cow lung. I'm like, got my fingers crossed that he's going to get like fucking mad cow disease or some shit. And he's got this family with them. And it's like, I think they're all actors. No one could stand this guy. So when he brings the wife in and the kids in these fucking videos, it's probably not even really his family. You know? Because no one, he's so insufferable. I wouldn't be able to look my dad in the face. You know, it's kind of like these kids. He didn't even mention the kids or the wife, you know, because they got to all be in on it. Or maybe they're not. I mean, if you have a dad who is who makes a, let's just say that those are his kids. And he makes his entire life on this, and then you find out that he's lying and doing steroids. How would you feel about that? You know, I probably wouldn't care as long as I get the money. I mean, if he's worth $100 million and I got five homes throughout the United States with my dad, and one day I'm going to inherit all this shit, I would say, Dad, keep taking the steroids. Dad, take more. In fact, don't say shit about this, Dad. Just take steroids and just keep doing what you've been doing. Selling the stupid protein powder that doesn't do anything but with the fake props in front of you. Just, yes, shoot the videos and that's all you got to do. Oh, my God. After the admission, that's when the lawsuit started to circulate. Cotter Law Group filed the suit against Johnson, holding him and his affiliates accountable for their deceptive business practices and for misleading consumers around the world, claiming he is promoting a dangerous and life-threatening diet Because a lot of people, medical professionals have said, yeah, the ancestral, the, whatever this is not good for you. It's a horrible way to consume what you need to consume. And he's not even eating it. He's just telling all these people to eat bone marrow and pig balls and liver dick and cow brains and camel puss. And then, you know, people are doing it. They're actually going around and hacking off a camel pussy and eating a camel pussy. Now, there's no doubt that a camel puss is going to be loaded with protein, but think about it. You're eating a camel puss. Fuck. The suit alleges Johnson claimed his near-perfect physique and optimal health were the result of the ancestral diet and lifestyle, and that if petitioners knew of the steroid use, they would not have bought his products. Well, of course. Yes, that's absolutely true. So far, there's only one plaintiff listed, but the law firm said they've had several inquiries about other potential class action suits against Johnson. So this might be the end of Liver King because this dumb fuck went public and said, yeah, this is true. I am on steroids, but I'm still fighting against depression so that you losers can go out and tackle the world with the primal tenets: cold, heat, sun, camel puss. You must eat all these things and sleep on a board and on the ground and be primal. Primal Liver King out. Fuck this guy. And then the mom and the kids like, oh, no, this is all going to go away. This is fucking terrible. Oh, my God. The Liver King may be no more. Jesus.